Production. Recorded live.
God bless you all today. I'd like to welcome you to another talk show segment of Spirit of Elijah Ministries. I'm your host, Apostle Lionel Blair. And today we got a we have a very meaty subject. Amen. Now this is something that we all should have learned when we first come into the things of God, you know, but we don't always, but those are not things that we always learn. Amen. And therefore, it really causes the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom, which Jesus preached, to become incomplete. You know, you wonder why there's really no personal victory in the lives of a lot of the people who are professing Christians. Literally what I'm getting ready to bring to you tonight, this is one of the major reasons why. Amen. Tonight we're talking about kingdom alignment, but I see now that this may be a multi-part teaching. Amen. Because even as, you know, I was studying today, and the Lord began to open my understanding to some more things, which I won't have time to bring across in the teaching on today. Amen. But we're going to get there, y'all. Amen. We're going to get there. Because, see, the thing about it is that, you know, we have just really started preaching the kingdom. Amen. We have just really started bringing the full gospel of the kingdom. See, for the last few hundred years, we've been preaching salvation, which is good. Amen. But salvation is entry level into the kingdom. Amen. Matter of fact, salvation really is proof of the kingdom. Because if you look up that word salvation in the a Greek context in which the New Testament was written, you will see that the word salvation, it don't just mean coming up. It don't mean coming up saying a prayer and giving your and saying, you know, I confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that's it. No, if you look up the word salvation, there's a lot of words linked to that. It means deliverance. First of all, you can't say that you are saved and you never had devils cast out you. Ah, see, amen. I'm about to bust some religious bubbles right there, because deliverance and the casting out of demons and salvation are parallel. They're hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Amen. So I'm gonna tell you, if your pastor don't cast out devils, run. Amen. Because Satan can't cast out himself. Hello. But anyway, praise God. It also means health. Amen. So being saved not just deals with you professing Christ, but it deals with you being delivered. It deals with you being healed. It also means peace. Amen. There's a lot of people that say that they're Christians, but they don't have a peace of mind. Amen. It also means prosperity. Amen. Prosperity is more than money. The Bible says, above all things, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. Amen. So your prospering in the kingdom of God is according to how your soul prospers. Amen. And I'm going to really touch on that soul part today. Amen. Because a lot of times, you know, we're saying we're in the spirit, but we're still walking in our flesh. Our flesh has not been made to subject to the Spirit of God yet. Amen. So, and there's a lot of scriptures that we use out of context to try to justify certain things. All right? So I'm going to turn to John 3 real quick. This scripture, we didn't heard this scripture over I don't know how many times, and every time I teach it, I get added revelation to what the Lord is saying. Amen. I get added revelation according to what the Lord is saying. So John 3. Amen. We're going to teach scripture in context. Amen. And we're going to add some kingdom revelation to this thing. Amen. We're going to speak it in the context in which Jesus meant it to be spoken. All right? So John 3, let me see. And you all know the stories about Nicodemus and how he came to Jesus. You know, verse 3, and it says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I said to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. First of all, if you look, that word see is not talking about natural perception. Amen. If you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That word see is associated with the word perceive and understand. Amen. And being that the kingdom of God is spiritual, we've already established this, I don't know how many times. Being that the kingdom of God is spiritual, amen, it must be spiritually understood. Its principles must be spiritually interpreted. Amen. If you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom. Right? Nicodemus said to them, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in a second time into his mother's womb and be born? See, that's a carnal question right there. That goes to show that he didn't get it the first time. Amen. Because he's thinking natural. Amen. And just like the Jews back then, they thought that the kingdom was going to be something that was natural. Amen. The kingdom is not something that's natural, but it's supernatural. It's spiritual. All right? The kingdom of God is spiritual. And, he said, Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. All right? I want to stop right there for a second. Verse 5 says, unless you're born of water and spirit, you cannot see. You will not see. Come on. Nor enter the kingdom of God. So first it says, unless you're born again, you won't see the kingdom, right? And then if you're not born of water and spirit, you won't enter it. Amen. Check this out. When scripture speaks of water, it talks about, in Ephesians 5, it talks about the washing of the water of the word. Matter of fact, let me go there real quick. Let me go there. It talks about the washing of the water of the word, but let's look at the context in which it was speaking of real quick. Ephesians 5, I'm going to start at verse 24. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their husbands in everything, right? So this is in the context of husband and wife, but it's also being paralleled with the relationship of Christ and his church. Amen. It says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word. Amen. Washing by the water of the word. Amen. First of all, I looked up that word, word. Amen. And I'm going to get back to the water in just a second. But I looked up that word, word, and it means rhema. Amen. You know, you got rhema. You got Greek word. You got two Greek words for the word word. You got rhema and logos. Logos is the written word. Rhema is the spoken, inspired prophetic word of God. Amen. It is a right now kingdom word. Amen. So rhema is a God breathed right now word from the Lord. It's a kingdom word that produces change by way of healing, deliverance, restoration, reconciliation, and the like. Amen. Amen. When, matter of fact, I'm going to prove it to you. Psalms 107 real quick. I'm going to prove that to you. Amen. I'm going to prove that to you. Amen. I'm trying to establish a foundation here. Psalms 107. And I'm going to start at it's verse 20, but I'm going to start at 19. It says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Amen. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So we see here that they cried out to God, and God sent his word. They prayed, he answered by sending the word. Amen. That word, word, in the Hebrew context in which the Old Testament was written, is the word debar, D-E-B-A-R. It means what is said or the whole of communication. So it deals with not just a word that God, it deals not just with the word, but a word that God spoke. It was a right now word for a right now situation. Amen. So this word is a right now kingdom prophetic word from the Lord, communicated through the mouth of his chosen vessels that will produce change in the lives, check this out, of individuals who receive. First of all, so if you're not being changed and liberated where you are, then you need to find where the water is at. Amen. That water is symbolic of the cleansing of God. Water is a cleansing agent. Amen. You must be born of water and of spirit. My God. So when the word of the Lord is spoken, and it's a right now kingdom word, it's a prophetic word, it's going to cause a cleansing to take place in your life. Amen. I'm talking about somebody who's speaking a show enough word from God. It's going to cause some deliverance to take place in your life. It's going to cause some healing in your heart and in your body. Amen. It's going to cause these things to happen. So if you're going to a ministry and the word of life is not being spoken, you can tell because people become stagnant. They're starving to death. Their spirit man is starving. Now, their soul may be fed. Uh-oh. Amen. Their soul may be fed, and I'm going to get on that soul too. But the spirit man is still starving. And I'm running into a lot of people where their soul and their emotions are being fed, but their spirit man is starving. That's why you can go to church and you can shout and do all that hollering and screaming and all that crying and do what Apostle Hill calls the dunna dunna. You get that Hammond B3 chord, dun 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 dun, dun 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 dun, and then you go right back home. No authority, no power. Your spirit man still longing for more of God, which it seems right now impossible to obtain, so you settle for a soulish experience as a substitute for that which is supposed to be spiritual. Amen. And one thing about music moves the emotions. It does. You play a certain chord, some folks' whole mood changes. Music is a powerful tool. Amen. But those who are, my God, those who are playing these instruments must begin to play out of their spirit and not out of their soul. And what's going to move them or move the people? Amen. All right. So, praise God. All right, y'all. So, I want to make sure that we establish this here, that it's the word of God, the right now word that brings cleansing. Amen. It brings healing. It brings deliverance. He said, I sent forth of my word and I healed them. And I delivered them. Come on. I'm talking about a right now word from God could change your situation. Amen. If you've been in the same boat for months and months and months now, something is wrong with the word that you're being fed. Amen. I'm talking about a spiritual transformation. Amen. And understand that which takes place in the spirit will begin to manifest in the natural. Amen. But it got to take place in you first. You want God to change stuff around you when God wants to change you. All right? Amen. So, now, the water, which is the rhema or the kingdom prophetic word, is for your cleansing. It's for your healing, your deliverance. Amen. And the spirit is for your awakening to the spiritual things of God, because you have to be born again of water and of spirit. Amen. So when you become born again, you become changed. Amen. Inside out. Your spirit man becomes alive. Because as soon as you come to God, before you come to God, your spirit man is actually dead. Amen. Your spirit man is dead. All right? So when you become baptized in the Holy Spirit, your spirit man becomes awakened. It doesn't mean that you're filled, but you have become immersed. There's a difference between being immersed in the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's just that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he begins to awaken your spirit man on the inside, and that's how you're able to utter tongues and prophesy. Oh, my God. See, some folks think they filled with the Holy Ghost because they had a one-time experience. But if you was filled with the Holy Ghost, then oh, fucking. Because some people still sin after that experience. Amen. Some people still sin after that experience. So if you're sinning after that experience, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't mean that the Spirit of God is not working in your life. Amen. You're just not full to the overflowing yet. Amen. You're just not full to the overflowing yet. Oh, my goodness. All right? There's a difference between being filled and being immersed. All right? Before we come to God, like I said before, our spirit man is dead or asleep. When we experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want to establish that again. Our spirit man becomes awakened. And it's up to us to remain alive in the spirit. Amen. Some people think that they got it all together as soon as they get an experience. No, it's up to you to keep what you have obtained. And we don't teach people that. That's why they lose it. And see, this is where the fivefold ministry comes in and begins to equip the people and encourage the people. Amen. But there's many that's in the fivefold ministry that has not even experienced yet what I've just stated. Amen. They had an experience, spoke in tongue, spirit man came alive, but they have not kept that position. Amen. They have not gone on to perfection in Christ. But they've chosen to stay stagnant where they are. And that's why when you're sitting under a spiritual leader, spiritually, you can only go as far as they go. Amen. They can't push you further when they have not even obtained what they're supposed to have obtained yet. That's why I preach this to leaders so much. Amen. You got to be so consumed with God that nothing that's secular moves you. Amen. Some people are living out of the realm of their soul instead of the realm of the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm not going to get too ahead of myself tonight. Amen. 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 I'm going to stick to what I have here, because I want to continue to lay this foundation here. Amen. This explains people who backslide, y'all. Y'all know that, right? This explains people who backslide. There are people who backslide and become desensitized to the Holy Spirit, because their spirit man is no longer being nourished by spiritual things, causing their spirit man to go back into the place of slumber. When you're spiritually dead, that means that your spirit man is no longer alive unto God, but is dead. It's in a stupor. It's in a sleep. That's why when the Bible says, awake, O sleeper, Amen. It's talking about you becoming alive again unto the things of God. Awake, old sleeper. There's plenty of people that are sitting up in our churches now, amen, and they're spiritually dead. Amen. They don't even discern what God is doing. They're continuing to go on as everything being usual. Amen. And they can't even discern what God is doing now. And see, that's a Pharisee type spirit, because the Pharisees literally could not recognize Jesus because they was not alive unto God. They fell into a place of compromise where they was trying to keep the law but still incorporate Babylonian practices into their worship and the study of the word. Amen. That's why Jesus called them snakes, vipers, and hypocrites. He rebuked them. Amen. A lot of them did keep the law. Amen. But they also incorporate other things into the law. Amen. From when they was in Babylonian captivity, they begin to take upon themselves the practices of the nations in which they was held captive in. Much like us today, amen, we take worldly principles and try to incorporate them into the kingdom of God. We try to use philosophy, and we try to quote all these great philosophers and stuff like that, and we try to incorporate worldliness, worldly music, worldly all everything into the kingdom of God. Amen. We try to incorporate it and then we try to offer it up to God as worship. Amen. And that's why Jesus got on the Pharisees so much. Amen. Because it was mainly because of what they were doing behind the scenes. Amen. And really, that's where you get Kabbalah from. Amen. Because Kabbalah comes from the Jews in origin. And Kabbalah, what Kabbalah is the law of Moses mixed in with mysticism and so-called hidden knowledge and all this other deep mysterious. Witchcraft stuff, amen. And really, that's where Freemasonry gets its roots from as well. I don't got too much time to go into that in past segments. I went a little bit deeper into that, amen. But understand this, that we cannot be alive unto God and incorporate worldly and carnal things, because then it will cause us to be desensitized to what God is really doing. Amen. That's why people can go to church, they can shout, and they can do all this stuff. Amen. They got that Hammond B3 chord going. They will spit on the floor, cry and speak in tongues. But when it comes to, if you ask them, what is the Lord doing right now with this season, they can't tell you. Well, I'm not a prophet. You don't have to be a prophet. Amen. You ought to be so in tune with the Spirit of God that you'll be able to tell something of what God is doing, and not based upon what you heard another prophet say. Every believer is supposed to be in tune with God. Amen. My God. Amen. So you, people who backslide, that means that your spirit man was once alive, but now is dead. And you've got a lot of spiritually dead folks that's going to church, they're speaking in tongues. Oh, yeah, they didn't learn how to work the gift now. They prophesy, all of that. Amen. But they're not alive to the kingdom of God and what God is really doing. Amen. They base their revelation on what they heard somebody else say. Praise God. All right, so they become desensitized to the Holy Spirit. The spirit man becomes in slumber. And so in this state now, when you're spiritually dead, when you are in this state, the soulish man acts in place of the spirit man. Oh, yeah, we're talking about kingdom alignment here. Because you got to be aligned in the spirit in order to be aligned in the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is spiritual. Amen? So your soulish man acts in the place of your spirit man. There are even people who try to minister in this state, Then they begin to minister out of their own spirit, being their soul overpowering and acting in place of the spirit, which is supposed to be alive to Christ. Did you just catch that? So what am I saying? There's a scripture in Ezekiel where God rebuked the prophets because they ministered out of their own spirit. Amen. What was God really talking about there? Amen. They was ministering out of their own spirit, being their soulish man acting in the place of their spirit. Amen. Governing everything else that they was doing and saying. So really they was prophesying from a soulish place. Amen. How many times have we heard people pray or prophesy out of a soulish place? It can sound spiritual all day long. Amen. But it's out of a soulish place. Ah, see. See, soulish prophecies and soulish prayers can actually turn into witchcraft. Mm-hmm. See, witchcraft is first a work of the flesh. If you look up in Galatians, the works of the flesh, amen, witchcraft is one. Amen. We so busy calling witchcraft a spirit. Divination is a spirit. Amen. Divination is the spirit. Witchcraft is the act. Amen. Deliverance 101. Divination is the spirit. Witchcraft is the practice or the act. Amen. So when you're operating out of your soulish, when you try to operate in the spirit, when you try to operate in spiritual gifts from a soulish place, you begin to operate in error in witchcraft. Amen. Psychics, the key word in that word psychic is psyche. It deals with your mind. Psyche, it deals with your mind. Even though it appears to be spiritual, its origins is soulish. See, when the devil comes to you, he comes to appeal to your flesh. He comes to appeal to that which moves the natural man. Mm-hmm. So if it's money you want, oh, yeah, he'll give it to you. If it's sex you want, oh, he'll give it to you too. Amen. If it's drugs, alcohol, a man or a woman that you want, oh, he'll give you that too. Amen. All of these things, when the enemy comes, he comes to appeal to your soul. That's the same thing he did with Jesus. My God, let me go here. Let me go here. I won't go here. Amen. But I really feel the need to go here real quick because we need to establish something here. Matthew 4. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Matthew 4, it says, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So first of all, he was led by the Spirit of God, right? He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. All right, and it says, and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. See, one thing about fasting, it humbles your soul. Amen. And it increases your dependency upon the Spirit of God. Amen. That's why fasting is good. You want to know a good way to humble yourself? Start fasting. And I ain't talking about these old Rudy Poo fasts either where you eat vegetables and fruit. That's not a fast. Amen. There's no such thing as a Daniel fast. Daniel did not eat the meat because the king's meat because it was sacrificed to idols. If you read it in context, he didn't eat the meat because it was sacrificed to idols. So he said, let me just eat vegetables. Amen. So that's not a fast. The word fast means to abstain from food, period. So if you say you're going on a 21-day fast and you're eating fruits and vegetables, it's not a fast. That's a diet. It's a good discipline to have now. Good discipline. I'm not knocking it. But let's put it in its proper perspective. That's not a fast. And I'm not saying that God can't do nothing with that either. But still in all, once again, that's not a fast. All right? So he didn't eat nothing for 40 days. Amen, and 40 nights. And afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." Appealing to his flesh again. You know, you got authority. Won't you just do what you want? Turn it from stone to bread, you know. But Jesus kept giving him the word. You know, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. That was his bread here. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you see, as you read down, how the enemy was appealing to Jesus' flesh. But the only thing about it was, Jesus' flesh was dead. Amen. His soul was completely submitted to his spirit that was fused with the Spirit of God. Amen. That's how he was able to do everything that he was able to do. Amen. Because he was so in the spirit that he made no room for the flesh. Amen. He was so in the spirit that he made absolutely no room for the flesh. All right? So I want to establish that there. Amen. Because the Bible tells us to make no provisions for the flesh. Amen. That's an anything. Amen. We cannot be spiritual beings when we're operating in our flesh. We cannot serve a spiritual God and be in a spiritual kingdom in our flesh. That's why the Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Because as long as you're in the flesh and if you're operating according to the natural instead of the supernatural, you will never enter in, see the kingdom. You'll just continue to talk about it and act like you're in it, but never really experience the true riches, wisdom, and everything that comes with the kingdom of God. The authority of the kingdom, you'll never experience it. Amen. You keep going to church and doing the done it. Had that Hammond B3 chord going, getting revved up. Praise God. We're called to live in victory. Amen. We're called to live in victory. Now, let me tell you something about the soul and the spirit real quick, okay? Go to Ecclesiastes 12. I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes 12, 7. Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. Amen. Amen. I'm about to mess some folks' theology up. Amen. Which is good. Now, y'all done heard this scripture before. You probably heard it at funerals. Probably done heard this scripture at funerals and everything else. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12, right? It says in verse 7, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. All right? So when you die, don't matter who you are, when you die, the spirit man goes back to God. Amen. Spirit man returns to God. I remember the Lord gave me this revelation a few years ago. Now check this out. I'm going to take you to another scripture. All right? I'm going to take you to another scripture. Theologians, don't hang up on me. Just yet. Amen. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this thing. Amen. All right. So your spirit man, first of all, let me establish this real quick. Your spirit man returns to God, right? Your spirit man is destined to be with the Lord. Amen. You can't relate to God from your soul. God don't want that. That's why the Bible says take upon the mind of Christ, because when you truly have the mind of Christ, your mind, which is your mind or your soul, has been made to conform to the spirit. All right? So your spirit man is a part of us that God breathed into us that can relate to God. Amen. So when he looks at us, he sees the condition of our spirit. That's the first thing he looks at. He sees the condition of our spirit man. He sees either the spirit man is in control of the lack of nourishment that your spirit man is getting. He sees when your spirit man is becoming weak. Amen. All right, so check this out. So your spirit man is destined to be with the Lord. Now, if you go to Matthew 10:28. Amen, I got to get there. Amen. Matthew 10:28, it says, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to cast, who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. Let me tell you something. And this is something the Lord showed me here. The soul in its unregenerated state is destined for hell. Amen. The Lord gave it to me like this a few years ago. He said, your soul is every part of you. Amen. Your feelings, your thoughts, your ways, all of that is embedded in your soulish man. Matter of fact, it's what makes up your soulish man. Matter of fact, the soul, look up the soul, it means your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's the first thing Jesus challenged when he started his earthly ministry. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The word repent means to change your mindset. That's what it means. So he was saying literally change the way that you perceive and see things and think, because I'm bringing the hope of Israel, that which you all have been hoping for all this time, but it's not coming in the way in which you expect. And if you stay thinking the way that you've been thinking, and if your perspective remains the same, you will miss your visitation. Oh, my goodness. So Jesus challenged the condition of their soul when he first started his earthly ministry. Amen. And when he brought the kingdom of God. So the soul in its unregenerated state is destined for hell. That's why your soulish man, and I'm going to prove this later on, must be submitted to your spirit man. Amen. Your spirit man must begin to possess your soulish man. Oh, yeah, we're three-part bodies. We're three parts as human beings. But the goal of God is to get all three of them to line up and match each other and become one. Amen. So that you may walk in the spirit. See, it's even scientifically proven that your mind controls every movement of your body, even your speech. So if your soulish man still got a bunch of junk and a bunch of demons embedded in it, then guess what? Your speech will continue to be the way that it is, not lined up according to the Spirit of God. Your mindset will constantly not be able to receive the things of God. Amen. Or you will continue to be double-minded. Amen. You continue to be tormented in your mind. You continue to be an emotional wreck. Amen. Because your soul has not been made subject to your spirit. And understand, I'm talking about your spirit fused with the Spirit of God. Amen. I love it. Praise God. I love this thing here. Amen. So, now, check this out. The soul in its unregenerated state is destined for hell. All right, let's go to 1 Thessalonians real quick. I know we use the scripture a lot. Amen. I know we use it a lot. Amen. First Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5. 5:23, right? It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. Some versions say holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus. All right? So now, I looked up that word whole in that scripture because it says, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Right? All right. So I looked up that word whole in the Greek, and I'm going to mess this up, y'all, so y'all bear with me. In the Greek, it's the word holokleros. Amen. H-O-L-O-K-L-E-R-O-S. And it means entire, and it means complete. My God. Oh, my goodness. It means entire, and it means complete. So the word whole is talking about a oneness, an agreement. It's talking about a finished work here. Amen, because when something is complete, it's finished. Oh, man, I'm messing up some folks' theology. I messed up my own, y'all. Amen. So it means complete, a finished work. So in order to be preserved blameless, your spirit, soul, and body must line up in agreement with one another to the point where there is a merging of the three. This is the word here. I ain't talking no spooky, crazy, off-the-wall stuff. Amen. This is the word here. Amen. That's why we are to study to show yourself approved. Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says that God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and he became a living soul. In the beginning. Amen. In the beginning. Oh, my God. I love this. In the beginning, y'all, Adam was completely governed by the laws of God. Amen. That's all he knew. All he knew was his love relationship with God and his obedience to God. God breathed in him the breath of life, and the Bible says he became a living soul. There was no difference between soul, spirit, body, or whatever until Adam sinned. See, he didn't even realize his nakedness until he sinned. He became sin conscious. Because he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He became sin conscious. He went from God conscious to sin conscious. Amen. Now, notice this. Now, when God put him in the garden, he says, look, I want you to dress it and to keep it. That word keep also means, in the Hebrew, it means guard. So he was letting them know, look, there's going to be some things you have to look out for. But he was so consumed and so conscious of God, amen, that he won't spooked out looking for the devil. Some of us are so spooked out, be looking for the enemy everywhere we go, amen. Amen. When we got authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Amen. So Adam was a whole being. God created Adam to be whole. Amen. Everything he did lined up with God. Why? Because his soul and his spirit man was lined up with each other, causing his body to walk in natural alignment. Amen. Because if you look up the word spirit, it also means breath. Amen. It says God breathed into Adam the breath of life. Amen. So he was alive in the spirit. I know it's a little too deep for some folks. It's all right. Amen. Amen. We all going to get there together. All right? So Adam was a living being, spirit, soul, body. He was in a glorified state. Amen. And see, that's what God is trying to get us back to. When all of our entire being becomes aligned with the kingdom of God. If not, if we don't get there, amen, then we're not going to be able to rule and reign with Christ like he desires us to. A lot of folks talking this kingdom stuff and not even living a kingdom lifestyle. They're not even living a life in the spirit. They're governed by the flesh. still struggling with stuff that they should have been delivered from 40 years ago. Amen. Let's just be real, y'all. Amen. So, your spirit man is the part of you, is the only part of you that can relate to God. And before you, okay, let me go back. It's the only part of you that can relate to God. It's put in every human being to relate to God and know who God is. See, that's why the Bible says we are without excuse. Amen. Because it's put in everybody to want to know who God is. Everybody. Amen. Your soulish man is you all around. It's your decision maker. It's you. Amen. That's you. You see, your spirit man is the God part of you, and your soulish man is just you. So when we come to God, give our lives to God, experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the God part of us become alive. It is up to us to keep him alive in us. And that's the part of us that the Spirit of God bears witness with, that we are the sons of God. That's the part of us that the Spirit of God begins to work with and begin to do very powerful things in our lives. Amen. So when we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside, that's where he lives. He lives in our spirit man. He becomes one with our spirit man. And then he begins, under grace, he begins to help us to be able to die to our flesh. He begins to work with the spirit, with our spirit man, and he begins to strengthen our spirit man. Come on, and build it up. Amen. As well as us doing our part in making our flesh die. Amen. So that we won't be fighting against the Spirit of God and grieving him. Amen. So, then we're supposed to get to a place where our spirit man becomes so strong, it overpowers our soulish man and makes it subject. So then once we get to this place, our thoughts become like his thoughts. Our ways become like his ways. Our mind becomes like the mind of Christ. Why? Because now we've submitted our soulish man to the Spirit of God. And it's a whole lot easier for us to get revelation and insight and see things from God's perspective. And even when we study the Word of God in this state, the Word literally becomes alive. And we begin to see it in context, and we begin to study. As we begin to study, the Lord begins to open up the eyes of our understanding to the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Why? Because now we become spiritual so we can understand spiritual things. The Bible says that the natural man cannot comprehend the things of the spirit. That's why our natural man or our natural selves or our soulish man in its unregenerated state has to die and become made subject to the Spirit of God that has been made alive unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, now, check this out. When the Lord gave it to me like this, we can either choose to continue in our soulish ways, we can continue to live a life out of our soul, soulish man, or we can choose life. Amen. We can choose the life of the Spirit. Amen. We can choose to be made alive again to God in our spirit man and allow the Holy Spirit to build our spirit man, and we make our flesh die and make it subject to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your soul is you. Amen. You have to make the decision to humble your soul and kill it and make it die. Make your flesh die. Amen. Make your flesh die to the things of this world and make it alive unto God. You have to make that decision. You and I, we, us, have to make that decision to make it die. All this wrestling back and forth, that's why the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think that he can receive anything from the Lord. Literally, in the Greek context in which that scripture was written, the word double-minded means two-souled. So just imagine a piece of paper ripped in half, and one is standing and one is discarded. Yeah, because, see, God desires to restore your soul, make it whole, and make it subject to the Spirit of God. Amen. He wants your soul governed by your spirit, which has been fused with the Spirit of God. See, that's what God wants. See, only then will you be able to operate in the kingdom of God. Only then will you be able to understand the ways of God. See, some of you, God been working with you on the level that you own, but in order to get what God has called you to receive and to obtain, you have to come up higher. That means there's going to be more dying. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Once I'm dead, it's going to be hard for it to be resurrected again. Something like that. Amen. You backslide because you choose to. Ah, see, I ain't going to get no amens on that. That's all right. Folks backslide because they choose to. Amen. You've seen God do all this and do all of that. Amen. And then you leave them because of what somebody else did. Not because of what God did, but because of what somebody else did. Come on. Amen. All right, y'all. God is good. Amen. The Lord is awesome. Amen. I just seen how many callers we got up in here. We got a whole bunch of more folks logged in the chat room. More folks done called. God bless you. Amen. So you can choose to remain in your soulish, unregenerated state, or you can choose to let God make your soul whole where it's no longer fragmented and cause it to be submitted to the Spirit of God. All right. So once again, the word whole is talking about oneness, agreement, and a finished work. See, you're complete when your spirit, your soul, and your body begins to line up. See, because your walk deals with your lifestyle. It says walk in the spirit that you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can't walk in the spirit unless your soul is subject to your spirit. Huh? Because your soul is the condition of your soul dictates your lifestyle. The condition of your soul dictates your thinking. The condition of your soul dictates what you're going to do, say, think. Amen. That's why he says, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. You can't prosper truly in the kingdom of God unless your soul is prospering. Amen. So in order to be properly aligned in God's kingdom, one must be properly aligned in the spirit. For God is spirit and his kingdom is spiritual. Amen. His kingdom is spiritual. Jesus said that the kingdom does not come with observation, so it don't come with what you can see. Amen. A lot of people looking for the new Jerusalem to come out of the sky. Amen. You're so busy trying to interpret that from what some spiritless theologian and told you. That's not what God meant. Amen. It's literally the spiritual design of heavenly patterns being released in the earth. This is fulfilled through the church. The new Jerusalem is the kingdom of God. I'm gonna move on. Amen. Before we got some folks talking about I'm preterist. I ain't preterist. Amen. I ain't nothing. I'm kingdom. Amen. Amen. Folks be talking about that's preterist doctrine. No. That's kingdom doctrine. Amen. I don't claim to be anything. I just claim to be of the kingdom of God. You know, so you mean to tell me there's no big city that's going to come out of the sky? That was symbolic. That's what I'm saying. It's symbolic. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Spiritual kingdom people understand what I just said. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. I pray I'm helping somebody out here. All right, so God's kingdom is spirit. And God's God's God is spirit, amen, and God's kingdom is spirit. Let me talk about a soul and spirit for a second. Let's go to Hebrews 4:12, because some folks will try to use this too. Amen. That's fine. Amen. Hebrews 4:12. Amen. It says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even asunder the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So some folks going to try to use this to try to say, well, you know, brother, the spirit and the soul is supposed to be separated. Well, first of all, this is in the context of Israel not being able to enter God's rest because of disobedience. Amen. This is Hebrews 4. Look it up. Read it in context first before you take one verse of scripture and try to twist it and make a whole doctrine out of it. Amen. Amen. So God's rest can only be obtained in the spirit. Amen. God's rest, which is the kingdom. Amen. When you're fully operating in the kingdom. Amen. In that is where all the promises are, in the kingdom. Oh, God. That's where your inheritance is at, in the kingdom. Everything you need is in the kingdom. And the kingdom is spiritual, so you got to be in a spiritual place in order to operate in the spiritual kingdom. Amen. My God. So God's rest can only be obtained in the spirit. The Sabbath rest was a foreshadowing of what Christ brought when he came and brought the kingdom. The Bible says the things that was in the old was a type and shadow of that which was to come. So God's rest is in the promise. God's rest is in his promises by way of the kingdom of God. Amen. So our Sabbath rest is not on a day. Amen. If we got any Seventh-day Adventists on the line, amen, you're being delivered right now. God's promises and everything that he has made available to us can only be obtained in the kingdom, which is spiritual. Amen. The heavenly Jerusalem is the kingdom of God, which is already here on the earth. Amen. Where it talks about, it gives the measurements, and it is a heavenly design. Amen. It is a spiritual design that has been made manifest upon the earth. Amen. You got to know what's the difference between what's literal and symbolic. And anybody who's prophetic knows that God speaks in symbolisms. Yeah, God speaks in symbolisms. So don't you think that the book of Revelation is full of symbolism too? Amen. Folks take his stuff literal. There's going to be a literal city that's shaped like a square come out of the sky. That's not what God was talking about. Amen. The New Jerusalem is the kingdom of God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Some folks just got set free. Amen. All right, so we see it in context here, okay? All right. Now, let's go to Romans 8 real quick. I'm going to go to Romans 8. Amen. I'm actually making good time, y'all. I'm thinking it's going to be longer than this. Amen. I'm making good time, y'all. Amen. I might be done in about 15 minutes. Amen. Surprise myself. Now understand this. Romans 8 is a very powerful chapter. Amen. If you want to operate in kingdom things, you must understand this chapter. Amen. It talks about the conflict between the flesh and the spirit. Amen. It talks about the conflict between the flesh and the spirit. I'm going to tell you what the flesh is. The flesh is the soul in its unregenerated state. That's what it is. Amen. It's that nature that has not been submitted to God. It is the human soul not submitted to God. That's the flesh. Amen. But when your flesh is dead, you're made alive in the spirit. Then you're able to go on to perfection. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says be perfect for God is perfect. Amen. God is not going to tell us to do something if we're not able to do it. We must begin to rethink and reshape our minds as to what perfection is. Amen. God, in God's eyes, perfection is living a sinless life. Amen. It don't got nothing to do with the natural. It got everything to do with the spirit. Amen. I just messed up some folks' minds right there. The Bible says in 1 John, those who are born of the Spirit do not sin. Amen. And we all know that your flesh is full of sin. Your flesh will cause you to sin every chance you get. Oh, my goodness. Your flesh will cause you to sin every chance you get. That's why when your flesh is dead, you ain't going to sin. You ain't going to curse. You ain't going to tell a little white lie. You ain't going to cheat on your taxes and lie on your application, because you'll be so consumed with God, amen, that just a thought of it, just an inkling of a thought of it will grieve your spirit. Amen. You ain't going to lie to the folks and say that you live one place and you live another place. Amen. You'll be too scared to lie. If you truly have been born again, you know how many folks have not been born again? It says those who are born of above do not sin. Well, I ain't perfect, y'all. We all fall short of the glory of God. No, it says all have sinned, past tense, and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. I don't want to keep bringing this up, but the Lord is just letting me know there's some folks that either in the chat room or on this line that really need to hear this. Amen. Spiritual perfection is able to be obtained. Amen. So you mean to tell me you're without sin? Amen. It's possible for me to be without sin. Yes, it is. I heard Chris Valentin say one time when he was teaching something similar, one guy said, So you can go without sin? Chris Valentin says, yeah, I went a whole week without sinning. And the guy just looked at him like he was crazy. Yeah, all this religious doctrine that keep folks in bondage. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can change anybody. Yes, that's a song. Amen. I used to kind of like that song because, you know, I was walking in false humility then. You know, it's a real old school song. Every once in a while I get a little old school, y'all. Not all the time, but every once in a while I get a little old school. And some of that stuff just, amen. God bless them where they were then. Amen. And I believe God had grace on them then. Amen. But now God is calling us unto perfection. He's calling us unto that which we may not be familiar with, but is what he's calling us to obtain in this hour. If not, you won't be able to survive this next move of God. Amen. You'll be so snuffed out before you can even sneeze well. Amen. If you're not working towards perfection in God's kingdom, this next move will literally overtake you. Amen. The chain of events that's getting ready to take place will overtake you. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Gloria. Gloria Tabuhusha. All right. So Romans 8, it says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. That's verse 5. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death. Amen. Why? Because when you're carnal minded, your spirit man is not alive. Amen. Because when you're carnal minded, that means that you're living a life of carnality. And that's what's driving you right now. So therefore, the spirit no longer has any type of governance in your life. Amen. So those live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The reason why you can't experience the life of the kingdom and you have no peace is because you are not spiritually minded. And in order to be spiritually minded, your mind, which is your soul, must be submitted to the Spirit. In order to be spiritually minded, you must be submitted to the Spirit of God. All right? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. So as long as you're carnal-minded, you're going to be acting as an enemy, because the carnal mind is the enemy itself. But if you live according to your carnality, you'll be walking in the ways of those who are enemies against God. Amen. It is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those that are in the flesh cannot please God. So it's telling you right here, it's saying that those who are in the flesh are those who are carnal-minded. Amen. The soul unregenerated. Oh, my goodness. But he was telling them here in verse 9, but you are not of the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So as long as you're carnally minded, you can't say that you really have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Amen. And notice I said, too, there's a difference between him being with you and him being in you. Him being on you and him being, you being baptized in the Holy Ghost and you being filled with the Holy Ghost. There's a difference. Amen. All right, so let's go down here. Let me see. Verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father," right? The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Why? Because the Spirit of God made our spirit alive because we decided that we were going to submit to the things of God. Amen. And that we were going to allow God to get us to the place of spiritual perfection and get us to a place where we're operating as sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. Amen. And if children, then heirs, which is a kingdom word, y'all, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If we indeed suffer with him, we shall also be glorified together. Amen. Y'all know that. I advise y'all to go back in the archives to my teaching on gifts and callings. Amen. I had posted it on Facebook last time before. Amen. I posted it on Facebook. Amen. And it was a very strong teaching, amen. And I talked about being justified and being glorified, you know, because in verse 30 it talks about us being justified. I'm talking about in this place of sonship, right? Because you can't be a son or a daughter or a child of God unless you are in the Spirit, amen. If you're in your flesh and you will, you know, get in your flesh every once in a while, you don't belong to God, amen. You have not been born again. Amen. Some folks need to repent. Even the ones that's under the sound of my voice, you need to repent. Amen. And I'm hearing this by the Spirit of God, because you're not born again. You need to repent. You need to change your mindset. Forget all that religious stuff that has no spiritual substance behind it. Amen. Forget all that religious stuff that has no spiritual substance behind it. You need to repent. Change your mindset. Mm-hmm. Change the way that you think. Amen. Some of you watch programming on TV that God ain't pleased with. Change your mindset. Change the way you think. Some of you need to stop listening to these rinky-dink, flaky preachers out here. Amen. I don't care how big or how small their name is. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If they are encouraging carnality, guess what? If they're not feeding your spirit, now, Lord, I'm going to get in trouble. Some folks be feeding your soul, be feeding your flesh, and make you feel all right in your imperfection. Amen. Don't get me wrong. You know, the grace of God is there. We have an advocate. You know, we have Christ, you know, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. You know, we're able to receive forgiveness or whatever. But it has to come to a place where you don't got to repent every day. Lord, forgive me. I done did this. I done did that. Forgive me for what I might have done. Amen. After a while, we have to get to a place where we're no longer operating on that. That's last season. This season, he's calling you further. There's a place in God where you get to where you don't got to ask for forgiveness every day. Amen. Because you're so consumed in God, you're not even aware of anything that's sinful. Oh my, I know it's hard for some folks to believe, amen. I know you want to believe that you still ain't perfect and you can't be perfect, you never will be perfect, and you're just going to be a wretched sinner till you die. Amen. That's not the gospel. Amen. That's not what Christ preached. Folks take one scripture and take it out of context and run with it and make a whole doctrine out of it, and then you got a bunch of folks in bondage to sin and carnality. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to have to begin to just straighten this out. Amen. All right. So it says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present world, present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Lord have mercy, I might not be 15 minutes now talking about this, because I'm going to tell you something. It says, it's waiting for the manifestation. Creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know, I asked God this one time. I said, Lord, why is it that we got this flip-flop weather going on? I'm here in Virginia, right? And literally, like, it's ridiculous. One day, I got to put on my AC because it's smoking hot outside. Then the next day, I got to put on my air conditioning because it's freezing cold. Now, this is ridiculous. I'm asking God, what is this? You know, because we in April. Amen. We're in April. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on here? And the Lord began to tell me, creation is telling on the church. Bible says creation groans and waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. See, because when the sons are revealed, the sons will begin to call the earth back into realignment, begin to call everything that's going on in the earth back into realignment. See, this is the kingdom mandate. To cause the earth to look like heaven. I don't care what Obama say. I don't care what's going on the news. I don't care about the Illuminati. I don't care about what the government's planning. I don't care about what none of that stuff is going on. Amen. Because they plotting all this stuff just for all of it just to come to naught. Amen. Because God is in charge. He may not be in control because he gave control to man. But he's in charge. There's a difference. Amen. That means that when you're in charge, you have the final say of what's going to be. Now, everything that goes on in between is a control issue. But a charge issue, there is no charge issue. Amen. Catch what I just said in the spirit. Amen. My God. So, literally, when the sons of God are revealed, and this is the season here where God is mobilizing the sons and the daughters. Amen. When I say sons, I'm talking about daughters too. Amen. So don't think I'm trying to be sexist on you. Amen. But there's a revealing of the sons of God that are being revealed now, in which they'll begin to have even mastery over the elements of the earth. Amen. The ones that are being revealed now are going to be able to make the sun stand still. They're going to be able to call forth rain, call forth drought. Mm-hmm. You'd be like Elisha. They'll even have authority over the animal kingdom. I know y'all don't think it's true. Amen. But it's scriptural. Creation is waiting. Amen. Creation is out of order because the church is out of order. The world's the way it is because of the church. But when the sons are revealed, amen, the suns will begin to call everything back into realignment. This is the season of the mobilization of the suns. Amen. The ones who have been born again, ones who are going on to spiritual perfection, those who are operating in kingdom dimensions, operating in the kingdom anointing, amen, those who have an accurate understanding of the kingdom of God, the heart of the king, and the government of his kingdom, amen. Those are the ones, and it's a remnant of them that's going to trailblaze the way. Amen. There is a remnant of them that's going to trailblaze the way for the rest to follow. The Lord showed me, he said, every generation has a remnant. Oh, my God. I ain't trying to get deep on y'all, amen, but I got to go here, amen. The Lord said to me, he said, every generation has a remnant, and that remnant literally prepares the way and trailblazes the way for everybody else to follow after. Amen. So the remnant, that's why we deal with all the warfare. We deal with all the hardships. Amen. And the remnant gets the revelation first. This is a biblical principle now. Amen. This is a biblical principle. This is all throughout Scripture. The remnant gets the revelation first. First of all, because they're in position to get it. Amen. Not that God is biased, but he chooses you from the foundation of the world, and pretty much when you're chosen, you don't have a choice. So the remnant gets it first, and they begin to walk it out, and they actually begin to proclaim and teach it, and because that generation have not heard it before, folks will begin to think that they're crazy. And then but on the flip side of that, there's also going to be something that God was already dealing with, and you just brought the piece to the puzzle. Amen. And those people will follow whoever's bringing that revelation because they already got a glimpse of it themselves. Or a lot of them, or even those who are just hungry and they just know and they discern the Spirit of God and what you're doing. So I'm going to tell you something. If you're connected to a man or woman of God that's operating in kingdom, operating in revelation, I'm going to tell you something. You better stick with them. Amen. I was on Apostle Hill's line yesterday when a prophetess Vicky spoke. By the way, happy anniversary, Vicky. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I pray that you and your husband have an awesome time. Amen. On your anniversary. Amen. You deserve it. Amen. But I was on Apostle Hill's line last night, and the Lord gave me a stern word. The Lord said that this is not the time to get out of position. If God has connected you to a specific leader, then you need to be connected to that leader and not get out of position. You need to stay your post. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to get discouraged. If you have hardships, amen. Amen. The Bible says endure hardships as a good soldier. Amen. I know sometimes it gets to us sometimes and we're going to have to cry out and pray, but remain in position. Amen. And remain humble. Amen. Amen. So if God has assigned you to a specific work or to a specific leader, then you need to do that. Amen. You stick to what God showed you in the beginning. Forget what you feel, my God. Forget what you feel. Amen. The Lord knows who to bring you with in order to cause you to get to a place of brokenness and perfection. And some folks are just connected to the wrong leader. Amen. Because your leader ain't operating no revelation, no kingdom, no nothing, no deliverance. If the devils are not cast out and the sick are not being healed, you need to leave. You need to run. Amen. But on the flip side, if they're doing all of that, but they're showing characteristics of pride and arrogance and all of that other stuff and being a tyrant leader and controlling and manipulative, then you need to leave too. Know the word of God and be in tune with the Spirit of God for your own selves. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, But check this out, y'all. I had to release that word. Amen. I had to release that word because I'm gonna tell you something. Your connections are vital in this season. And God ain't calling you to be no lone ranger. Amen. He ain't calling you to be no lone ranger. Jesus. Glory to God. All right, y'all. Check this out. Amen. You become a son when you're alive in the spirit. You become a child of God when you become alive in the spirit. Amen. You become a son when you become mature. Amen. In your spiritual walk, and you have gone on to perfection. Amen. Hallelujah. The difference between a son and a child. Amen. A child has an inheritance. Amen. But sons receive the fullness of the inheritance. Amen. As long as you're a child, amen. Paul said, when I was a child, I speak as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. So when Paul was a child, and the things of God, when we are a child, amen, in the spirit, amen, there's literally immaturity there, but we're still moving in the grace of God, and the Spirit of God begins to work in our lives. Amen. But when you become a son, that's when you're mature. That's when you're in position now to receive your heritage, and you're able to fully reign as a king or a prince in the earth. Amen. All right. So now back to being born again. Now proof of you being born again, because remember, we're born of water and of spirit. I explained all of that in the beginning. When you're born again, proof of your born again experience is when sin no longer has any dominion over you. It's when your soul is completely subject to the Spirit, which has been made alive unto Christ. Amen. Which has been made alive unto Christ. That's why verse 16 of Romans 8 says, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. So when you're truly born again, the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you belong to God. Your soul is the enemy of your spirit. Amen. It is. Your soul is the enemy of your spirit until your spirit literally possesses your soul. Amen. And then your body has no choice but to line up. Amen. Praise God. All right, y'all, I'm going to stop right there. Amen. I pray that word really helped you all. Amen. I expected it to be a little bit longer. Amen. But seems like because the Lord answered my prayers, because I really didn't want to be on here too long ministering the word. Amen. It's a very, very timely word because, like I said, we're gonna do more parts to this. Amen. We're still talking about kingdom alignment, y'all. But we can't be aligned in the kingdom, you know, until we are aligned spiritually. Amen. So many folks are talking about kingdom this, kingdom that, kingdom this, kingdom that. Let me tell you something. You know, you got to be careful all these folks hollering about kingdom too, because they really, a lot of them really don't have a clue as to what the kingdom is and what it all entails and requires. Amen. So, amen. Praise God. I'm getting ready to unmute the lines. Amen. I just ask if you have a whole lot of background noise that you mute your phones. Amen. Because it interferes. And try not to have your phone on speakerphone. If you can't help it, I understand. And if it interferes, then we'll take further actions from there. But, amen, I'm getting ready to open these lines up here. Amen. Amen. So if anybody desires prayer or have a prayer request, now would be the time to speak up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody has a prayer request? Amen. Bless the Lord. Is anybody on the line?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Tearing Down Walls Ministry. I want you to keep them in prayer.
Who is that?
Tearing Down Walls Ministry.
Tearing Down the Walls Ministry.
Yes.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Pastor Henry Murray.
Pastor Henry Martin?
Murray.
Murray.
Yes.
Okay. Where are you located?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Wow. You right below me. I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. I will tell you this though. God has not called you to be like anybody else. Amen. God has not called you to be like anybody else. You know, there are people that will try to connect to you and try to taint you or try to get you to see things their way or get you to do things the way that they would do it. But God is letting me know he's not called you to be like anybody else. You stick to what he's called you to do. Amen. And do not be conformed to not just to this world, but to the religious standards. Amen. That the modern church has. Amen. A lot of what they're doing is not effective now. So what God is doing is he's raising up a remnant. He's raising up a remnant that will lead the army into victory. Will lead the army of the Lord into victory. And I just strongly believe that you are a part of that remnant that God is raising up. Amen. In this hour. So God is going to give you everything that you need financially. Yeah. He's going to give you everything that you need financially. I don't know, spiritually, I just see God cleaning up some stuff around you. I really see him doing that.
Amen.
Because of where you're going and the mandate that God has given you and what he's placed upon your life and the responsibility in the kingdom that you have, you must have everything solid around you. Amen. And solid going on with you. Amen. Also, God is going to begin to give you new connections too. He's going to connect you with people that'll be able to help sharpen you as well. Amen. I would strongly encourage you to be connected to a strong apostolic leadership as well as other prophetic people, but you know, you've got to use your discernment with that. Amen. But I really feel like God is going to surround you with strong apostolic and prophetic people as well. That's able to help sharpen you. And it's a lot of things that you'll have to offer them too.
Amen.
Amen. But this is the season that God is divinely connecting people. He's divinely connecting people. So, you know, just stay sharp. Amen. Stay sharp, though. Keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Amen. Because the work that God has called you to do, the enemy going to try to send folks. He going to try to do all that. And keep that foundation of prayer. Prayer must be a strong foundation. Prayer and intercession in that ministry must be a strong foundation. Amen. The devil tries to disorganize prayer because he hates it. Amen. And the name of your church is what again?
Tearing Down Walls Ministry.
Tearing Down Walls Ministry.
Yes.
Amen. Father, I pray for Tearing Down Walls Ministry and this pastor, God. I just pray that you will begin to, Father, just begin to continue to align them apostolically in Jesus' name, Father. Father, I just ask, Father, that you would meet every need, Father. Father, everything that you've shown him, Father, give him every bit of provision that's needed, Father, to fund what you have called him to do. And, Father, I cancel every plan of the enemy, God. I cancel the lies of the enemy in Jesus' name, God. And, Father, let the light of your kingdom and the truth of your gospel, Father, penetrate, Father, every lie, Father, and cause it to come to naught in Jesus' name, Father. And, Father, if there be any afflictions in the body, Father, rather be him or anybody that's associated with him, God, because I'm feeling something there. I bind it in Jesus' name, Father. And, Father, I release the power of the Holy Ghost right now into that situation and command that it becomes aligned with the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Of God, I just want to tell you before you get the phone that it's me that's having the issues in the body. I'm having issues with my right side.
Wow. Okay, I felt something was going on. What's going on with you?
I don't know what it is. It's my arm, my shoulder. I can't move it. When I lift it up or move it out, I have short pains running through my body.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you something. I felt a strong attack on you. A strong attack, and I really didn't want to go into details.
Right.
I really didn't want to go into deep details, and I felt that you knew what I was talking about.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what. Which shoulder is it? Your right or your left?
My right side.
Your right.
Yes.
Tell you what. I want you to take your left hand and put it on your right shoulder here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pray for it.
Okay.
Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, just for the authority of your kingdom, Father. Father, I speak to this shoulder in Jesus' name, and I command, Father, that it be loosed in Jesus' name. Every vice grip of the enemy, I command that it loses grip right now in Jesus' name. I break every attack of witchcraft on him in Jesus' name. I break every word curse that's been spoken over his life in Jesus' name, and I release the deliverance and the power of God right now in Jesus' name into his body, into his situation, and I command all infirmities, afflictions afflicted his body to leave his body and to loose him now in Jesus' name. I release the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost even now to begin to move in his joints, Father, in Jesus' name, his tissues, his tendons, Father, his nerves, in Jesus' name, and I speak healing right now in Jesus' name. And I command that it loose up right now.
Yes.
I command that it be made loosed. Yes. It is in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. How does it feel now?
It's better.
Amen. Amen. Can you move it like you did before?
Yeah, I'm moving it now. A lot better than what I was doing. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The word is going to keep working. Amen. Yeah, that word is going to keep working. The Lord is going to keep working on your shoulder. And after a while, that joint will feel brand new.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you too. Amen. I see a guest in the chat room. Amen. Guest 5, it says, I just need someone to touch and agree that I stay in the word, prayer, and stay encouraged during this transition that I'm in. Amen. Father, I pray for guest 5 in Jesus' name. Lord, Father, you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Father, even cause the joy of the Lord to rest upon her in Jesus' name. Lord, you said you've given us the joy of gladness, the oil of gladness. So, Lord, let the oil of gladness be her portion in this hour, in Jesus' name, God. And, Father, cause her to enter into your rest, Father, in Jesus' name. Enter into the promises of your kingdom, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you that no weapon that's formed will be able to prosper, Father. I come against all discouragement in Jesus' name, Father, that people have tried to implant in that person's spirit, God, in Jesus' name, God. And, Father, I just speak the encouragement of the Lord. Father, I thank you that everything that you've shown that individual, Father, will begin to manifest, God, in this season, in Jesus' name. As some things are already unfolding, God, you're going to continue to unfold it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Guest 5, you just be encouraged and be strong in the Lord. Amen. In Bozen, amen. So I would like prayer. Some finances that are tied up in processing that they are released ASAP. Of course, in its perfect timing. Amen. Everything in the kingdom is now, especially in this season. So, Father, I speak to the finances in Jesus' name. What exactly is your name, if you don't mind me asking? Amen. And what exactly is your name? So I can bring your name up for the Lord real quick.
Talking to me?
Nilda. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the person in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Nilda. All right. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak to Nilda's finances, everything that's being held up, in Jesus' name. Father, I command even now, Father, for the process to be speeded up and accelerated. Let your kingdom come to where her finances are being held at, because everything in the kingdom of God is accelerated. So, Father, I command even now the acceleration of your kingdom, God, to begin to be made manifest right now in Jesus' name. To be made manifest right now in Jesus' name. And I command a quick transfer in Jesus' name of those funds into her hand. In Jesus' mighty name, God. And, Father, I bind up the hand of the enemy that may cause, Father, a hindrance or a delay. For in the kingdom, there's no more delay. There's always now. So, Father, let the now of the kingdom be made manifest in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Nilda, the Lord gave me some instructions for you. The find you a ministry to sow into. Here, let the Lord lead you on that. Let the Lord lead you on that. Okay, your health. I'm gonna get your health too. But literally, let the Lord deal with you about how much to give and what ministry to give into. Amen. Amen. Don't sow into no bootleg jackleg ministry. Please don't. Amen. Find you a kingdom ministry to sow into. Amen. And literally, God is going to cause not only that which was held up to be released, but there's some more that's getting ready to be released to you too. Amen. The Lord wants to prove himself to you. Mm-hmm. The Lord wants to prove himself to you. Amen. Don't sow into no bootleg, jackleg ministry. Amen. And I don't know if the ministry that you're at now, I don't know if you're at a ministry or whatever, but if you're at a ministry now, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that one. Amen. The Lord has given me these clear instructions for you. Amen. And literally, God is going to literally begin to open up the heavens over your finances. Amen. Glory to God. And, Lord, I pray for Nilda's health in Jesus' name. Father, I bind the spirit of infirmity. Nilda, I just, where you at? Just begin to lift your hands right where you are. And I want you to take 3 deep breaths for me here. And after that 3rd breath, you're going to feel such a release. Father, I speak to Nilda's health in Jesus' name, Father. I bind the spirit of infirmity, and I command health and wholeness. I speak healing now in Jesus' name, and I speak deliverance even now in Jesus' name, Father. Let the weights be removed, Father. Those spiritual weights, God, be removed in Jesus' name. And, Lord, Father, begin to regulate. I command everything in her body to be regulated right now in Jesus' name. By the authority of Jesus Christ, because of what he did on the cross when he shed his blood, and by the stripes of Jesus, Nilda is completely healed even now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Sandoria tababaha. How did you feel after that 3rd breath? I really felt like the Lord was going to really cause a release there. Praise God. Shikia tarobobo shindiria tabahai. Glory to God. How did you feel after that 3rd breath, Nilda? You felt something through you. Amen. Glory to God. What you was dealing with before, you ain't going to deal with it no more. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A presence. Amen. That was the presence of the Holy Spirit. That was the Holy Spirit, literally, the power of God going through you. Amen.
Hello.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, my name is Ariana Ward, and I wanted to put in a request for prayer on the bad toothache that I've been having.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to pray about that.
All right. Where's it hurting at?
My whole mouth has been hurting, between my tonsils swelling up and everything, and my teeth and gums been killing me. It's been hurting really bad.
Okay. Put your right hand over your mouth. Ikababahasi. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I release the healing power of God to go through her gums, the nerves in her teeth, all the way back to her tonsils and her throat. In Jesus' name, and I speak healing now, and I command all pain, hurt, discomforts to leave now in Jesus' name. By the authority of Jesus Christ and by the power of God, I command that her whole mouth be healed now in Jesus' name. Father, every spiritual attack, I cancel it now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Rishikite babahu shikataya. Stebo ri is the lebakuri ish the kapahaya. Sondoro de bakunde asia. In Jesus' name. How does it feel now?
A lot better.
A lot better. That pain gone?
Yes. Yes, sir.
The pain is gone. Praise God.
Yes, I can close my mouth all the way. Before, I couldn't even, the pain hurted so bad when I just tried to close my mouth. I couldn't even close it. It was a gap in between my mouth where I couldn't close it from where the pain hurt from the pressure of them touching each other.
Wow.
But
amen.
Right this minute, I'm closing it. It's completely closed.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you one thing, too. I want you to also, I say this with all love and wisdom, be careful of what you say. Amen. Be careful what comes out your mouth and what you say, because that can affect, that literally has spiritual repercussions behind it as well. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. So be careful what you say, or even, you know, what you talk about or who you say something about. Be careful with that.
I will.
Because those things have, those things cause dental problems too. It's
okay.
A lot of natural things that are linked to spiritual stuff that we're doing.
Okay.
Yes, so
I
be
will.
Careful with that. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen. All right, y'all. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Nobody else, huh? Alrighty. Amen. Glory to God. Alright. Somebody got me on speakerphone. I can hear it. Amen. Alright, y'all. Amen. I definitely thank God for the word of God. Be praying for us. Amen. Be praying for Spirit of Elijah Ministries as we're, you know, looking to try to expand a little bit, and, you know, as we're looking to try to, you know, get some things accomplished this year. Amen. Hopefully we'll be getting into a building of some sort this year. Amen. We're looking to try to get into a building and really take the message of the kingdom of God to the region. And, you know, we are using a conference room right now, and literally, like, you know, our conference room is kind of like getting a little full, you know, and the space is limited to what we really want to do. So, you know, just keep us in prayer concerning that. And y'all know normally I don't do this, and the Lord told me to do it today. Amen. But if you wanted to sow into this ministry, if we're Facebook friends, inbox me on my Facebook, amen, and then I'll be able to give you further information on how you can sow either into my life personally or into the ministry of Spirit of Elijah Ministries, amen. Or you can, if you don't have a Facebook, amen, you can email me personally at apostle_blair@yahoo.com. Amen. But if you have a Facebook, I would prefer, amen, that you Facebook me, amen. Because I gotta clean out my email, amen. Because I haven't been able to really check it like I needed to, amen. And also too, there's some people, and the Lord reminded me too. There's some people. That, see, that's why the Bible says, "Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay." And y'all, those of y'all that know me, know that I don't talk about money. I don't never ask nobody for money. It's the first time I'm even offering for people to even sow into this ministry. Amen. But if this ministry has been a blessing to you, amen. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, I definitely would encourage you to sow into the anointing of God that's upon this ministry. Amen. There's some people, the Lord showed me, that have made vows and actually said that they was going to sow and they never did. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, that's why it's best to say yes or no. The Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. The Bible is against making vows. Amen. Amen. Swearing oaths. And when you say that I vow to do something, you're making an oath that you're going to do it. And Jesus forbids the swearing of oaths. He said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. So if you made a vow, amen, God is going to hold you to it. Amen. Because you said you vowed.
Yeah.
Amen. So it's best that if you're going to do it, you say you're going to do it, then just do it. Amen.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you say you're going to do it, God going to hold you accountable. Amen. And if God is telling you to do it, then do it. Amen. Amen. Some of us living by faith here. Amen.
Yeah.
Some of us living by faith. Amen. But I'm a strong believer. You're not paying for some miracle, or you're not paying for some prophecy. Amen. I'm not on here trying to sell you some prophetic soap or some olive oil that you can get from the store and pray for yourself. Amen. Or some cloth that you got the anointing that you probably can pray over and release the anointing in the cloth yourself. Amen. I'm not trying to do that. Amen. Amen. I'm not doing that. I'm not merchandising the anointing. There's a difference between you living by faith and people giving to you as versus to you merchandising the anointing. You know,
amen.
Bernard Jordan, he won't prophesy to you unless you pay him. That's a psychic.
Amen.
He's not a prophet. He's a psychic. Amen.
Amen.
See, I prophesy to folks free of charge, and the Lord tells folks to sow. Amen. Most of the time, they don't do it. Amen. Amen. But he be telling them to sow. Amen. So once again, if you have a Facebook, you can Facebook me, facebook.com/apostle.player. You got a dot in there. Or you can just go to the search box and look up Apostle Lionel Blair. I'm pretty sure it's not too many more of me on Facebook. Amen. It's not too many more of me on Facebook.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Miyoshi. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to get feedback on pretty much, I'm trying to hear God's voice and guiding me in pursuing ministry, but I don't know where to draw the line as far as, like, the business aspect of it. And pretty much it causes division in my home, you know, because I'm like, I like to do everything pretty much free, and, you know, I don't look for handouts even though I need it. And I'm just praying for guidance on where exactly to just to put, you know, put some type of order to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the business side of it.
I believe that if you go back to the teaching too, that it's going to help you with that too. But I will say this too before I pray. The Word of God draws the line, and the Word of God is clear on certain things. If it's going to cause you to compromise, you see, because there's a difference between living by faith and receiving as a result of your labor and merchandising the anointing. You see, there's a difference. And it's also anything that will cause you to compromise is not God. I don't care who it is. You don't compromise or lower kingdom standards for Nobody, no individual. Whether it be a friend's pastor, spouse, or whatever, whoever, grandma, granddaddy, you don't lower kingdom standards for nobody. You see what I'm saying? The Bible says, "Be not conformed." Period. You see what I'm saying? You don't conform because of what somebody else is doing, what somebody else wants you to do. Now, there's a way to use wisdom and be respectful to folks and honor folks without conforming, you know. But if they want you to honor them to the place where it causes you to conform, then you can't do that, because then you're putting your own soul salvation at risk.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, Lord, I pray for Miyoshi. Lord, I just pray that she will begin, Father, just to hear your voice clearly, God, in Jesus' name, Father, and that she will follow the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy. My God. Thank you, Jesus, that she will begin to follow the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Father, when it comes to certain things and certain situations, God. And when it comes to certain decisions that need to be made, Father, cause the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Father, to be made so clear and so sharp and so precise, God, that she won't miss it, God. Because, Father, she truly loves you. She have a heart for you, and she want to do right, God. But, Lord, I just ask that you would begin to show her the way in which you would have her to go, in Jesus' name, God. And I thank you for the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, you gotta become very acquainted with the Holy Spirit, because he's going to be your best friend in this hour.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just following the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and you will do just fine.
All right. Well, thank you.
Not a problem. That's what I'm here for. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But yeah, y'all, you know, like I said earlier about the sowing thing, y'all know I don't ask for nothing. Amen. But if God is telling you, amen, then you need to be obedient and do it. Amen. Don't make vows that you ain't going to keep.
Amen. Apostle, I'm sorry, man, God, for interrupting you. I just want to tell you I appreciate you, man. And you always been a blessing, always will be a blessing. And, you know, first, thank you for giving me space to even speak this to you, man of God. But this is Brother Marcus, by the way.
Oh yeah, I know who it is. I can't forget your voice.
Oh man, but also the man of God will be on. If not later on this year, it would be a blessing to really sow into the ministry. In fact, you can record this. I will be sowing in the ministry very
Amen.
Soon. But the man of God will also be doing some radio stuff. I don't know if God put this in his spirit yet, but he will be branching out. This is what the Lord had given me.
Mm-hmm.
And that to when you're sowing, you're not given to the man of God or given to the man. You're given to the man of God. And God channels blessings through his son. As you can see, he channeled all our blessings through his son.
Mm-hmm.
And so through his son, he channels his blessings through. And so they're not your God, but they are from God and stand in the presence of God with the testament of the anointing being on their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not doing him a favor, and it's not for him. Actually, if you really read Hebrews, it tells that Abraham was blessed, the lesser was blessed by the greater. When he gave to Melchizedek was the priest of the Most High God, and Abraham gave his tithe to Melchizedek. So it would look like he was giving Melchizedek was the one being blessed, but it was the bread and wine that Melchizedek gave to Abraham that caused him to be blessed. So do y'all know it's an exchange here? It's an exchange going on. So when you sow in the ministry, God provides supernaturally. He's going to provide for you, but this is the man that he is if he's leading you to sow now. This is the way that God wants to channel some greater blessings in your life. So these are all scriptural principles that the man of God is standing on. And if you come on the line and you're being blessed, because it is a blessed word the man of God gives. It's a rich, it's straight from the word of God, which it can't be nothing but blessed with great revelation. And so it causes, if your eyes are coming open, which I know they are, it will be only right for you. As Paul said, he ministers spiritual things. It would be only right if you minister natural things. So y'all flow into the man of God's life and you watch God move for you, because we are planted people if we didn't know. And you're planting that God may release, because you can't get something unless you release something. And so, praise God, we thank God for the man of God. And the man of God is really, really stretching out into this year, really stretching out. And so the blessing is not for necessarily for the man of God. Actually, it is for you. And so I just thank God for the line, and I thank God for Apostle Blair.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I couldn't explain it better. Really, while you was talking, you know, because let me tell you something. This is something that God's been dealing with me on. Well, one of the things that God's been dealing with me on, when it comes to giving, because I got so turned off by giving one time, because I sat under a leader who used her prophetic gift to get money out of people, you know, and I didn't necessarily agree with that. So even when it came to me receiving, you know, I would be like, nah, you know, or I wouldn't ask for it, or, you know, none of that. You know, I just believed that my reward was with God, you know. But then, you know, the Lord began to deal with me, and he dealt with me for months on it, because that's how turned off I was. He began to deal with me for months on it. He told me, like, you know, you're going to begin to really mess. You're going to mess up what I want to give them, because see what God does in the earth. You know, a lot of times he'll do it through a man or a woman of God. And literally, the Bible says when you bless a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. Right? What is the prophet's reward? Is the anointing that is from that prophet, you know, begins to work on your behalf. So that's the same thing when you sow to an apostle. The anointing that's on that apostle begins to work on your behalf. Mm-hmm. So that which is being held up, you know, you now have an apostolic boost or an apostolic anointing to begin to actually begin to dismantle that which is holding up the promises of God for your life. And this is not just natural, but this can be supernatural and spiritual as well. Amen. Certain seeds activate certain things, not just naturally, but supernaturally for you as well. Amen. I sold into one man of God's ministry. This around the time when the ministry had first started. I sold into this one man of God's ministry. He had a supernatural ministry. I mean, very powerful and anointed ministry. After I sold into that man's ministry, I'm going to tell you something. You know, healers begin to break out all over the place in our ministry. And healers was already breaking forth because, you know, I already had the mantle for it myself. You know, but after I sow into the man of God's ministry, it unlocks something in me. And it begins to cause the anointing that was on his life to begin to work on my behalf as well. Amen. And then also, too, it did open some things financially for me, too. Amen. So when you receive a prophet's reward, you also receive the ability to hear and see like that prophet. Amen. So, all right, y'all. Anything else that needs to claim my attention before we leave? All righty.
Amen. Amen to God. You can pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Sure thing. Amen. Sound like my phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my phone is off the chain today. Amen. Father, I pray for this man of God. Lord, I just thank you for his humbleness, God. Father, you said, Father, that you exalt the humble. Father, you give grace to the humble, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you're multiplying the grace of God that's upon his life, God. I thank you that you are enlarging the place of his tents, God. Father, because of his faithfulness, because of his love that he has for you, because of the humbleness that he has, God. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, Father, that you're now in this season beginning to entrust him with more, God. I thank you, Father, that you're even going to call sons and daughters to be raised up by this man of God. Father, I thank you, Father, that you would I thank you, God, that you're going to begin to make him a prophetic father in the earth, God, in Jesus' name, God. My God, I see you like a prophetic father. Literally, you're raising up. God's going to have you to raise up sons and daughters in the spirit. Literally, it's almost like an Elijah type of anointing, where Elijah had the school of the prophets and the sons of the prophets. You know, the Lord is raising you up to be such in this hour, because credibility must be credibility to the prophetic got to be reestablished again, because a lot of unprocessed prophets that are damaging the body of Christ. But God is literally going to raise you up to be one of the ones that will bring credibility back to the prophetic ministry. Yes, indeed. So, man of God, I just encourage you just to continue, just to strive for the perfection that's in Christ, and continue to make foolproof of your ministry. Are you in full-time ministry now?
Yeah.
You are. Yeah, because I've seen you in that full-time ministry. I really see some things getting ready to open up for you. Literally, it will cause you to have more responsibility, but it's something that you're able to handle. God's going to give you wisdom on how to administrate as well. So, Father, I just thank you for this prophetic father in the earth, God. And, Lord, I just thank you for the fruit that's going to be produced from his ministry, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Go mess around. I'm going to send some of my folks over there. Amen.
Man of God, we appreciate you. I appreciate you so much for your diligence, your faithfulness. I tell you, and it just always pleased my heart to see how you really apply wisdom in the lives, or you preach with such wisdom, which in turn produces, because the Bible says, you know the word just as good as anybody. The Bible says wisdom is known by her children.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, you know, a wise master builder is truly known by how his house stands, and how, you know, nobody builds a house for it to fall down. And you're really equipping people for the battle, and not only that, but how to handle victory. Because a lot of people, you know, they fall in love with the struggle, but you're truly equipping these people in every way. And that's what we need more. That's what the apostles in the Bible did. They equipped people. And you were talking about earlier about the merchandising, the anointing, and how these people aren't equipping people, and they're just causing them to die, causing them to be discouraged, and really not fortifying anything. Because any time it's a scheme or a game, you know it ain't authentic anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And man, God, I just always appreciated that about you. And man, we holding your arms up, we holding your hands up, and we just appreciate you. We really do.
Amen. I appreciate you as well. Amen. I really do. Not too often you get to meet a real authentic prophet.
Man. Yeah, I just saw that radio stuff just popped up. I saw your voice coming out of a radio. And I don't know what that means, but I interpret it as being your voice will be going along the airwaves. Because, you know, you said something earlier about the mobilization of his sons. And you know, in that moving, that it's important. You were hitting the nail on the head today in the message about discerning and hearing the Spirit and being able to move with the Spirit, because the sons are always, like you said, in position. See, a lot of people don't understand about the prodigal is that he was in the house, but you can have possession without position, and you can be wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
And see, a lot of people are wasting what they have, what God has given them, because they're going to be out of position.
Mm.
And it just, yeah, I tell you, it just really blessed my soul to hear you say that, because these are things that Christ had put in my spirit, too, about, you know, a lot of people will be wasteful. And when you talked about the mobilization of the remnant, they're not in the Father's house. And, you know, it just really spoke volumes to what God had been putting in my spirit. And so, you know, a lot of people are being wasteful because they get out of position, and they're going to waste what they have. And I think the people that come on the line need to really thank God that they have somebody that can hear what the Spirit is truly saying with the church. Everybody, and people will tell you their gift is hearing in the Spirit, and that's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But people who really know the movements and the heart, you know, Moses just didn't know God. He knew God's ways also. He said, God, I just don't want to know you. I want to know your ways. And I thank God for true apostles and true shepherds, because the apostles always knew the ways of God.
Amen.
And so, man of God, we just really appreciate you. That word really blessed. If it didn't bless anybody else, it brought a lot of confirmation and fortification to the spirit and to my spirit that what God had revealed to me. So I appreciate you, man of God. We really do.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We getting ready to close out here. Amen. We're making, wow, I'm surprised at the time we're making. We're making excellent time. Amen. We've been on here for 2 hours and 7 minutes. Y'all, normally I'd be on here for about 3 hours. Amen. But God is good. Amen. And definitely, we receive that word, Prophet Marcus, and that wisdom that God has just spoken through you. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to close out. Anything else that needs to claim my attention before we depart?
Apostle Blair, this is Shamika Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted you to be in agreement with, a prayer of agreement with for Shannon and I in regards to a new home. We have to speak with some people on tomorrow morning. So just wanted you to be in agreement with us, or a prayer of agreement in regards to that.
Amen. Sure thing. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the blessing of the Lord as make us rich and as no sorrow. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, my God. Father, you said if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desires of our heart. Lord, they delight themselves in you, Father. So, Lord, this is a desire of the heart, God, and I thank you that even now, Father, I'm speaking, Lord, that they will get their heart's desire in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, I'm speaking even now, God, that every crooked path is being made straight, Father. I'm speaking, Father, even a raise for Shannon in Jesus' name. I'm speaking increase into their life. Even now, in Jesus' name, in every area of their life, I speak increase, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Father, even, Father, I even speak divine favor when it comes to this house, in Jesus' name. I speak divine favor, the divine favor of God, the favor of the kingdom of God. I speak it now, Father, and I even ask, Father, and decree that the favor of God will begin to work on their behalf, even now, Father, that as you go before them, Father, and ahead of them, Father, and make every path, every crooked path straight, Father. I thank you that no will not be an option or an answer, Father, but Your promises are yes and amen. And just like your promises are yes and amen, Father, so shall this manifestation be a yes and an amen when it comes to their heart's desire for this house. So, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. I seal it and it's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. Glory to God. Amen.
Apostle Blair, this is Antoine Manson.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I know I text you.
Yeah.
In regards to as far as the vows, but I had contemplated whether or not I was going to, you know, say it over the line or not. But I had made a vow with the church that I was going to. I really don't know whether you know, it was more of a vow or whether it was just, I mean, I really don't know, but it was in regards to helping out with a building fund. And, you know, a while ago, I was, you know, kind of dealing with it because I was like, well, I didn't have the money to, you know, help them out, though I would have wanted to, but we were in the middle of moving and trying to reestablish our lives. And I'm, you know, wondering, when you had said that to now, I'm like, well, I'm wondering if that has been the root cause as far as my finances. Not only, you know, I just wanted some clarity on that, and not only that, as well as me. I've been applying for jobs. I know I spoke to you in regards to me looking for work, and I have been applying. I probably have done apply to over like 20, you know, 20 positions or so, and I haven't heard anything back. And I'm really, you know, just believing that it, you know, God is going to make a way in order for me to work. So that I can support my family. So I do want to touch and agree with you as well as, you know, as many others on the line as well. I do have a few people who are touching and agreeing as well with me who are not on the line, but I just wanted that to be prayed for tonight.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, first of all, we gonna break whatever it is that was assigned to your money from that ministry, because see, they probably cursed anybody who I'm didn't so. So Father, in Jesus' name, I cancel every assignment of the enemy against Antoine's finances, Father. I break every generational curse. I break every word curse by the power of the blood of Jesus and by the authority of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Father, everything that's attached to his money that came from a previous ministry, Father, coming to when it came to any building fund or anything pertaining to that ministry, I break it now. I break it off his finances in Jesus' name, Father. Father, cover his finances in the blood of Jesus, Father. Father, I speak divine acceleration and reproduction and multiplication to his finances. Even now in Jesus' name, Father, I speak the favor of the kingdom over his life. Even now in Jesus' name, Father. And once again, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I break every word curse, Father. Every generational curse, Father. Everything, Father, that's been tried to be placed to be placed on, upon him, Father, as a result of him not carrying out the vow of paying for a building fund, God. Because, Father, you have not called us to sow it to something that's dead. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that even now, Father, that every tie to his money from that place is broken. And, Father, just how you make all things new, Father. Father, in our lives, you're making all things new in his life, Father. And even from this day forward, Father, even his finances are being made new. His favor is new in Jesus' name, God. And, Father, I speak employment, God, in Jesus' name, Father. Employment, God. Father, open up the doors, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, open up, Father, not only any door, but the door that will accompany his schedule, your schedule for him when it comes to the kingdom of God. So I speak now, Father, that he will get employment, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Employment in Jesus' name, God. I speak it in Jesus' name and command it to manifest, Father. Father, I'm even speaking, Father, because, Father, you said we can call those things that be not as though they were. God, I'm even speaking, Father, that it won't go past next week. That it won't go past next week. I'm speaking divine favor in his financial situation now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You don't got to worry about that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anything else need to claim my attention? Amen. Before we depart. Amen. Glory to God. We got three Virginia Lions on here. Who that is? I know we got Shamika. We got Antoine. Who else is that?
Hi, Apostle Blair. It's me, Elder Marshall.
Oh, okay. I was just curious to know who that was. Amen. God bless you. How you doing?
God bless you. Fine. Thank you.
Amen. Sometimes I get a little nosy. Amen. I'm glad you could be on tonight. Amen. All right, y'all. Anything else need to claim my attention? I'm going to tell you like they say before folks get married. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Or at least hold your peace till next time. We'll come back on. Amen. All right. Praise God. This teaching will continue. Amen. This is not the last of this teaching. Amen. We're talking about kingdom alignment here, being aligned in the kingdom of God. This is very important if you want to begin to move and operate in kingdom things. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the word, Father. We seal every healing, every deliverance, every word, Father, and every miracle that was done on this line today in the blood of Jesus, Father, that no weapon that's formed will be able to prosper against the person, the individual, or the miracle, or the work, or the healing in Jesus' name. Father, what was done is done and is sealed in the blood of Jesus. Father, I bind up all demonic backlash and retaliation, God, that will come as a result of this move of God that is taking place on tonight in Jesus' name, God. Father, I thank you, Father, for the peace, the righteousness, joy, and peace of your kingdom, Father, being made alive, Father, in the lives of your people, Father. Father, help us, give us wisdom, guidance, Father. Help us to be obedient at all times, Father, and make us alive unto Christ and unto your kingdom, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Until next time, amen, which will probably be sometime soon, amen. Until next time, I love you. The Lord loves you more. Amen. Let's keep this thing kingdom. Amen. Love your neighbor. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. That's a commandment. Amen. Be sure that you're walking in love. Amen. Love y'all. Good night.